America's new top dog is, or should that be are, Frenchies. After 31 years of Labrador Retrievers holding the title, the American Kennel Club says French Bulldogs were the most popular dog in America last year. The Instagrammable dogs with their expressive faces and alert-looking ears are the latest in a long history of dog fashion trends.
You know, 101 Dalmatians made the Dalmatian famous.
Dr. Lorna Grandy is a veterinarian with the Humane Society Veterinary Medical Association. She says there is a problem, though, when certain breeds become sought after and trendy.
More and more suppliers come out of the woodwork. And I don't even call them breeders. I call them greedy, opportunistic puppy sellers, right? You just crank out the breed of dog that the naive public will buy from you over the internet.
Dr. Grandy says reputable breeders will be able to provide health information for a Frenchie puppy's family, including if the dogs have a history of spinal problems or have had any surgeries on their throat. And that can be a problem for short-nosed dogs. The American Kennel Club has recognized French Bulldogs as a breed since 1898. They have that small build, squarish head, and broad muzzle. But the doctor warns there are risks to breeding dogs for looks, or in the case of the Frenchie, sloth.
They have low oxygen levels in their blood because their airways are so compressed and abnormal. So, yeah, they don't need a lot of exercise. They don't have much exercise tolerance.
So what questions do potential human families need to ask before deciding what dog to welcome?
What's your family's lifestyle? Are you going to be able to give the dog a lot of exercise? How much money do you have and how much patience do you have for grooming?
Dr. Grandy says she always recommends adopting from a shelter. Good ones will help explain a dog breed's energy level and health risks.
Those people will often walk you through it. They'll talk to you about it. You often will fill out an adoption application when you're going to an animal shelter because they want to make a forever match.
Don't we all? Dr. Lorna Grandy, a veterinarian for the Humane Society Veterinary Medical Association.